Hello, dear listeners of RIB English Radio. This is the teacher. Please stay tuned.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive.Wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you,
to you, to you, to you,
oh. Today we want to talk about a prominent polymath, mainly known as the father of early alchemy and chemistry. He is no one but Abu Musa Jaber ibn Hayyan, mainly known by his Latinized title and name in the West as Jibber. This outstanding and prominent student of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, the sixth Shia infallible Imam, was really a genius. Jaber was a natural philosopher who lived mostly in the 8th century. He was born in Tus, Khorasan in Persia, well known as Iran, and then ruled by the Umayyad Caliphate. When the Abbasid took power, Jaber went back to Kufa and he began his practicing medicine under the patronage of a vizier of a caliph on that time. And what is important about Jaber ibn Hayyan is that in total, nearly 3,000 treatises and articles are credited to Jaber ibn Hayyan. You know, this is really magnificent. On that time, 3,000 works and several hundred works, in fact, have been ascribed to Jaber, and mostly dating to the late 9th century and the 10th century. Jaber ibn Hayyan is known as the father of early chemistry and alchemy. But now the question is that, do the developments of modern age, I mean of the industrial world we are living nowadays, have any connection, any trivial connection to the findings of an 8th century man of Persia on that time, which was passing life, I mean the alchemy and chemistry was passing his life at the very early ages? The answer to this question is yes. I mean, the laboratory equipment and the materials used by Jaber were very much simple, but his findings were very much outstanding. If you want to be more familiar with Jaber ibn Hayyan's role in developing alchemy and chemistry, and the effect it has even on the modern age developments of chemistry and alchemy, listen to this part. I hope you enjoy that.
Imagine being in a laboratory, not unlike the one you are in now, over 1,000 years ago, long before the science of chemistry existed. With little understanding of chemical processes to serve man's burning curiosity, the early alchemists risked their lives in makeshift laboratories as they fearlessly sought to unravel life's secrets, often with explosive results. It wasn't until the end of the 9th century that the first scientific breakthroughs were made, thanks to a few brilliant Muslim scientists. These men transformed the mystical practice of alchemy into the science of chemistry. So much of what we take for granted today is possible because of the contributions of these men. Plastics and other lightweight petrochemical derivatives, soaps, shampoos, deodorants, and perfumes. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back to the beginning of the story. Step back in time with me to an extraordinary period of history and experience the genius and inventions of these great scholars. The story begins with Jabir ibn Hayyan, the father of chemistry. Jabir was the son of an apothecary and perfume maker, so chemistry was in his blood. His curiosity was vast, and he was without doubt one of the greatest experimenters of his time, transforming alchemy into chemistry. Jabir was the first to perfect the alembic still and many of its processes. He systemized chemistry, classifying materials into spirits, metals, and minerals. He built the first scale to accurately weigh materials. His work on the constitution of metals survived over 1,000 years with little change. He performed groundbreaking work on acids and developed the concept of the alkali. He created an acidic mixture to dissolve precious metals and discovered the acids in citrus fruits and vinegar. Jabir even invented fire-resistant paper. His inventions and discoveries impacted everyday life through a wide range of useful products, like synthesizing the essential oils and fragrances used in soaps and perfumes, glistening artificial pearls and colored gemstones, beautifully colored glass, fabrics, Persian carpets, tiles, and ceramics. Despite the dangers of his work, the cuts, burns, vapors, and explosions, Jabir lived to the ripe old age of 93.
There's faith in my world. It comes back to your teachings and all your words. From your life, I have learned to be patient and caring at every turn. The reason I'm strong, you're where I belong. In a world spinning out of control, the reason for my pride, you are my guide. And I will always follow your way, your way, your way. Oh, alayka sallallahu, O Muhammad. Peace and blessings on you every day. Alayka sallallahu, O Muhammad. You inspire me in every way. I promise that wherever I go, whenever I pray, I'll be sending you praise with the words that I say. Rasulullah, O Muhammad, peace and blessings on you every day.
One of the very shocking findings of Jabir ibn Hayyan and the developments, of course, he made in this field was the distillation. So what is distillation? Distillation is to make a liquid stronger or purer by heating it until it changes to gas and then cooling it so that it changes back into a liquid. So, one of the very important uses of distillation in Persia and Iran is regarding the making of rose water or gulab. The word gulab consists of two separate words, gul means flower and ab means water. I mean the fragrant, good-smelling liquid that is vaporized out of the flower and has so many uses. One of the most important uses is regarding the religious ceremonies as a kind of fragrant liquid given to the people to be touched by the head and by the hand to feel a kind of heavenly smell. This is rose water, and distillation is done in the distillery based on the findings of Jaber ibn Hayyan. This is one of the connections. This rose water or gulab is also used in purification and in cleaning the house of Allah in Mecca, that is Kaaba. And you know that Iran and the city of Kashan is very much famous for producing rose water. This is another use. Another use of gulab is in the food. You know, the people across the world in different cultures and the customs are looking for something to make their food fragrant. But this gulab is one of the things that you can look forward to in order to put it in your food and make it nice smell. Of course, in some of the foods. So rose water is in fact the output of distillation. And distillation, for the first time at least, as it is documented, was developed by Jaber ibn Hayyan.
Many of us have been searching for a paradise in the skies above, while down here on our own planet, there are places that closely match our thoughts of a real heaven.
It is an ocean of flowers, a rose paradise. Barzokh is the name of a city situated some 30 kilometers away from the edge of Iran's central desert. This city is the biggest producer of rose water in the Middle East and one of the biggest in the world, with more than 1,100 hectares of rose gardens. In fact, these aromatic flowers are the main drive behind the economy in this region. During sunrise, the fragrance of sweet roses starts to fill the air in Barzokh. It works as an alarm clock, and that is when farmers come to the orchard to pick the freshly bloomed flowers. They have only 3 to 4 hours to do so before the temperature rises. And it's very important to send these flowers to the distillery centers as quickly as possible in order to maintain the quality and the fragrance of rose water.
First, the flowers and the water go into handmade copper pots. Then they are boiled for between 4 to 5 hours. The final product is pure Iranian rose water.
Roses have been entwined with the livelihood of people in this region for hundreds of years. And this is a very particular kind of rose which is very fragrant. That's why the people of Iran call it Gul-e Muhammadi, after the Prophet of Islam. And this is due to the Islamic background of the people of Iran and the respect that they have for the Prophet of Islam. And this shows exactly how important this flower is to the people in this country.
The roses are also spiritually important to the people of Barzokh. Every year, farmers and distillery owners dedicate a part of their finest product for washing the Kaaba, Muslims' prayer destination and the holiest site of Islam. That's why the people of Barzokh believe that rose water is sacred.
Your creation, it's so beautiful out here. A symphony of nature.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoy that. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Till another episode. Goodbye. Allah, 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 Allah. I see the sun, the stars, the moon. I join them all in praising you. Allah, Allah.
the ocean that makes us blue to the universe. Hey, wish I could see the world from space. Yeah, SubhanAllah, the creator.